I do want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that early voting for the runoff elections have begun. So find out where you can go to vote. The runoff is Tuesday, December 4th. That is the day, runoff day. And we have a couple of seats that are being vied for in the state of Georgia. And I definitely want you to go ahead and complete this process. So you went out, you voted. Many of you in the primaries, many of you voted again in the general election. Now it's runoff time. We need you to do it again. Complete the process. So again, Tuesday, December 4th is the day for runoff day. But early voting for runoff has already begun. And so we want you to find out where you can go for your early vote for the runoff elections, where you are, and whichever works better for you. Do it early or do it on the day, Tuesday, December 4th. Also remember Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Not that it is only blessed to give. It is just more blessed to give than it is to receive. It is a blessing to receive. You can believe that. The Lord Jesus is receiving the entire earth. And of course, in the very beginning, he's going to receive this earth that we're on now. Take it through, somewhat of a renovation process. He's going to be running the whole place, the whole earth, the whole earth. You can best believe he is a very, very happy king about having received the entire earth. The entire earth. Think about how excited we get when we inherit 100,000 dollars. $1 million. How about if you inherited a gold mine that was worth many, many, many more times than $1 million? How about having inherited a part of the earth where rubies were mined? Much more financial wealth than $1 million. How about having inherited a mine that produces diamonds? Way more than $1 million. Way more. How about you inherited the entire earth with all its resources and all its people? All the lakes, all the oceans, all the trees, it all belongs. Yes, the Lord Jesus went through something and he received. You can best believe he is blessed to receive. And not only that, I shared it with a number of you who were able to follow us as we were talking about rewards for suffering well, and how the kings of the nations will be bringing their splendor to God the Father and to God the Son. They're going to be receiving, and you can best believe they're going to be very, very glad to be receiving. But here's the thing. They gave so much, and they continue to give so much. So it is truly a blessing to receive, but it is more blessed to give. And we've been talking about the psychological, the emotional impacts, powerful impacts, positive impacts for doing kind things, giving to others. Truly, truly a blessing. All right. Here we go. What else do we need to keep in mind then when it comes to the power of kindness? When you were growing up, here's another principle that our authors want us to be aware of. another question to keep in mind. When you were growing up, how did people in your family show that they cared for others? Did you all from time to time go to a food bank and help serve those who were coming through to receive food? Did you sometimes gather up clothes that were in good shape but no longer to be worn by anyone in the family? Gather them up and take them to the Salvation Army or to one of those containers that you can find in parking lots, commercial area parking lots, and just put the clothes in there to be picked up and distributed to whomever? When you were growing up, how did people in your family show that they cared for others? How about this? Think about ways you showed kindness to others when you were a child. When you were a child, what did you do to show kindness? Now, think about this. This may not register initially, but think about it. Going out with a group of people to sing Christmas carols in front of people's homes. So simple, but so meaningful to so many people to be able to look out their door, look out their window, and just watch as these carolers sing songs that just bring smiles to the faces of the people in the homes. Did you participate in that? How about helping someone even younger than you cross the street? Yeah, what did you do when you were a child to show kindness to others? And how did other people respond to your acts of kindness? For those of you who are parents, where is kindness demonstrated in your family's everyday life? For example, just kind of food for thought. How about it's time to eat dinner and someone just volunteers to serve, whether that's by putting the plates and cups on the table, putting the silverware with napkins on the table, putting the food on the various plates and taking those to the people, pouring the drinks in the glasses and taking those to the table. How about actually helping to prepare the meal? All of that, kindness. How about a sibling needing to be reminded that the work is supposed to be done, the chores are supposed to be done before the parents get home from work? And not that you necessarily get up and do the work for them, but the child simply reminds his or her sibling, hey, you need to get that done. Even if they use a very, very assertive tone of voice, they're still being kind by trying to help their sibling avoid getting in trouble. How about this? How do you demonstrate, though, kindness so that your children see it? The power of kindness. We're setting the example so that it becomes hopefully a lifestyle for our children who want to get out there and help make the world a better place. Make this part of your lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen. Demonstrating kindness on a regular basis, that is a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you.